So, Dan, you have explain what this is. Is it a penmanship, a writing test for everyone?
It's what your handwriting says about your personality.
Okay.
So in moments here, I'm going to ask you, Esmeralda, and listeners playing along at home.
Grab your piece of paper and your pen.
To write a couple words
okay.
and a couple letters. Some will be in cursive. Some will just be print.
Okay.
And based upon how you write these letters and words, apparently they say stuff about you.
Wow. All right, Esmeralda, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I've got a pen, piece of paper. Dan, you're ready to go here?
I'm ready to go.
Everybody, if you're going to play along at home, get your pen, get your paper ready, and Dan will tell you what to write. All right. Shall we begin?
We shall begin.
All right.
Print the words road trip. Print the words road trip.
And, okay.
All right.
Now, Esmeralda, did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Write the letter L in cursive in lowercase. Lowercase L in cursive.
Okay.
Now write the letter T lowercase in cursive. So again, lowercase T in cursive.
Okay.
We actually also want you to write the letter Y in cursive. Lowercase Y in cursive.
This is just starting to look like some sort of Egyptian, you know.
Okay. This is rough.
Yeah, mommy. All right. Print the word connected.
Connected?
Connected. Print the word connected.
Okay.
Now print the letter T. So not in cursive, just the letter T as if you were printing.
Lower?
Lowercase, yes.
Oh, lowercase.
Lowercase, sorry. Yes, lowercase T.
Okay.
And then finally, write the words road trip, but on top of each other, so like in a column. So not, you know, the first time we were road trip, they were right next to each other. So you put the word road.
On top, then, trip underneath it?
Trip underneath it, yes.
Is this going to magically bring Tom Green into the room? All right. When you start the explanation, are we done?
Yes, that
okay.
is the final one.
When you start the explanation, I'm going to have to, like, explain something to you.
Okay.
When you start.
Okay.
All right, so everybody's got their stuff. You wrote road trip.
All right.
You got all this stuff. All right, everybody listen up.
All right, our first phrase, the road trip, the first ones you wrote. Do the words slant to the right, left, or is there no slant at all? So does the words slant to the right, left, or no slant? Nick?
Slightly to the right.
Slightly to the right.
Yeah.
Esmeralda?
I guess they kind of go up to the right.
Okay. So we'll give you right
Start
as well.
To the right.
All right. So if your words slant to the right, you are heart-centered. You are sentimental and impulsive. You value family and friends.
Well, that's accurate.
Sure.
Yep.
No, it is. It's accurate. I cry at Hallmark commercials.
There you go. So now for people who see that it slants to the left, you prefer to work with things over people. You're introspective and reserved.
Oh.
And if you have no slants at all, you are ruled by logic, not emotion. You're very pragmatic.
Okay. All right.
So you two have big hearts. Congratulations.
Now, can I just say this? When you asked me to print stuff, whenever I print anything, there are no lowercase letters. I don't know if that means anything, but I never use lowercase letters. Everything is a capital letter when I print something.
Wow, that doesn't impact our study.
Okay, all right.
Here's
the weird thing is though, like it's so weird because I write that way. That's the way I write.
Mm-hmm.
but when I text, I use and this has nothing to do with writing, but I use proper punctuation. I capitalize the words that need to be capitalized, and I very rarely use, like, LOL or anything like that.
Interesting.
I don't know what that means. It's just that I'm a weirdo. All right.
Next up, we are going to the L's and the T's, the lowercase L's and T's in cursive.
Yeah.
With your L, is it looped at the top? Can you see space in between? Is it a bit of a circle, or is the L very compact where they're like there's no space in between the L, the loop in the L at the very top?
Well, there's space between, you know, there. I mean, it looks like mine looks like an octopus with two With two tentacles.
Legs. All right. So there's a space. So the head, you have a head.
It's a head, yeah.
And then so it is a looped L. Esmeralda.
Yes, I have the looped L as well.
Right, very good. So your looped L suggests you have big hopes and dreams for the future. Now, if you had a traced L, as they call it, where there is no loop.
Oh, I see.
You have your hopes and dreams have been squelched.
Wow.
Goodness.
Good morning, everybody who didn't have any loops. Well, maybe you can have some Fruit Loops. Breakfast, see?
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Similarly, is your T looped? So at the top of the T, is it looped or is it a straight line?
Straight.
Straight line.
Straight line. Right. Straight line and across, you know.
As it is called, the rechase T, you are a good worker, disciplined, and self-controlled.
Well, listen to that, bosses.
Disciplined and self-control? Is that what it says?
Disciplined and self-control.
Yeah, they might have got that one wrong on me.
Looped suggests you are sensitive to criticism and might be paranoid.
There are a bunch of people who are at home right now going, come on! My hopes have been destroyed and I'm paranoid? I may as well go on Double Dare. All right, we're going to break and then we got a couple more explanations here. If you want to stay join with us. All right. It's making me dizzy, I'm bet. It's making me crazy, I'm bet. Bet you not the second. Yeah, man. Come on, Teresa, let me get to your outfit. That's Squat requesting Stars. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Nick DiGilio here. I'm your overnight dude. Dan Chagrew and Esmeralda Leon. Vic Vaughn in the newsroom. All right, we're in the middle of this handwriting personality test. And Dan, we shall continue. So far, Esmeralda and I are
yes, you're well-adjusted people.
We seem to be well-adjusted.
We'll see if anything changes in our final stages here.
Okay, here we go.
All right, we are now focused on the lowercase cursive Y.
Yeah.
Lowercase cursive Y. The loop at the bottom of the Y,
mm-hmm.
is it broad or is it slender? Is the loop at the bottom of your lowercase cursive Y broad or slender?
I'll say broad.
Yeah, it's kind of, can you see it, Nan?
I would go broad on it.
Yeah.
Mine looks like a teardrop.
Wow. Yeah, mine does, mine kind of does too. Yeah.
Rorschach test as well. The broad Y suggests you have a large circle of friends. The slender Y suggests you are selective in who you will call a friend.
Maybe it's slender then.
Okay. Well, I consider my listeners my friends.
There you go.
So do you, Esmeralda. That's why.
Yep. That's why it's so broad.
Yes.
All right. Is the length of the Y now, the length of the loop of the Y. So is it a short loop at the bottom or is it a longer loop at the bottom?
It's short.
It is short. Yeah. And Esmeralda?
Long?
Wow.
Well, I don't know what. Short. I mean, I'm thinking very short, and I don't think it is.
The you know how you when you loop it over?
Right. Is it more of a circle or is it more of like an oval?
Oh, I would it's more like an oval.
Short. Mine is short.
Yeah, yours is short. And I would say, Esmeralda, hold it up to the camera. I would go long on yours. So, all right. Coincidentally, this actually, I think, works because the short Y suggests you are a homebody, and the long Y suggests you like to travel.
So wait, which one am I?
You are the long one.
You like to travel, and I like to stay at home.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true.
All right. Next.
And then do you take two steps forward, and I take two steps back?
Yeah. This does not give you an advantage in the pop-up video. All right.
Okay, the word connected.
Yeah.
Now, with the word, are the letters within the word connected touching, or do they have their own space?
Mine have their own space. There's one touching, but we'll forget
right.
that
I
one.
Mean, you know, yeah.
The majority are not.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with her. I have four letters total touch.
So half. So we'll say no.
Okay.
No suggests you are intelligent and intuitive.
Oh, well, correct.
Yes suggests you are logical, methodical, and make decisions carefully.
Yeah, they got that one wrong.
You are not? Yeah.
All right. Now, when you asked me for this, I just want to say, when you asked me we had to draw a T.
Right.
I drew a capital T because I only draw.
Right.
But then I just had to go back and change it. So this is going to be kind of weird.
Okay. When you draw a T, obviously you use a dash. Where is the dash located? Is it high up or is it lower towards the mid or lower range of the T?
Right in the middle.
You are right in the middle. Well, if you had to guess high or low, because there is no middle option.
I'll go low.
You will go low.
What do you think, Dan?
I would go high. Okay. I would say higher. All right. The high dash suggests you have high goals and self-esteem.
Oh, no.
Low dash means you aim low and have strong insecurities.
Hmm.
Oh. I would guess the opposite for both of you on that. So.
Yeah, and again, remember, I had to go back and do a correction on this.
Right.
So I may have put the T's. I may have done it a different way. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
And then finally, our last one was road trip, but the words in a column
on
for
top
so road
of, on top,
on
of,
top of trip.
All right.
So in between the two words, is there a lot of space or is there a little space? Could they almost be touching or is there significant white between the two?
They're pretty close.
They're not close.
I mean, this look. You can see it.
Yes, they are pretty close. Esmeralda?
I think significant.
That there's enough there. You can see some white in between.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. So little spacing suggests you have poor time management.
What?
And even spacing is it that you are aware of your boundaries, Esmeralda.
Huh. I guess so. Yeah.
Wow. All right. I don't have bad time management. I don't. I mean, every once in a while, you got to tell me when to hit the brakes.
Hey, don't argue with that test.
Right. That is obviously very, very.
This is scientific.
Very
so
scientific.
Everybody who played along, this is exact. There's no arguing this. This
right.
is who you are. We just told you who you are as a human being. Where did that come from, Dan?
This comes from Business Insiders. It was created by master graphologist Kathy McKnight. Who says the seemingly insignificant details in your writing says a lot about your personality. Just from analyzing your handwriting, experts can find over 5,000 personality traits. She says, obviously, it's a lost art due to smartphones and the prevalence of technology. But some employees still use handwriting analysis to screen potential employees for compatibility.
I had a handwriting analyst on the show. A bunch of times, probably. I've been doing the show for like 18 years. So at some point, I've had a handwriting analyst on, and there seems to be merit to it. I think. I mean, the few times that I've had one on and or participated or had people participate in it, it seemed to have a little bit of merit. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's always interesting to see this type of things because, like, my friend Alyssa was convinced that I was a serial killer because she read one of these and like she saw my handwriting and she's just like, "You're absolutely insane." I was just like, "Well, nice to meet you too."
And did you take this before?
I did not take this
before,
so I don't know how I would have done.
Okay, all right. I'm interested if there were like kids playing along at home and had to go, "What's a cursive L?"
Sure.
I had to think about it for a second.
Did you? Yeah, I know. It's been a really long time since I've written anything in cursive.
Well,
I
mean, and there's always that the uppercase lower, the lower uppercase L and the lowercase Q.
Oh, yeah. The Q is always a little, yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, that was interesting. I like that they made us write the word connected to ask us if the letters were connected.
Right.
All right. Okay, cool. All right. So we're going to take a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and we got news,
excellent
all that stuff.
Time management, Mr.
You see that? Very excellent nice. Time management. Hey, listen, I know a lot of other people on this radio station who need much more time management than I do.
Should have them take the test.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. Yeah. I get the news relatively on time every time, so. I won't name names. Now I'm going to get late. I'm going to be late for news now.